Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love so. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you.
We want to thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we simply ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way. Allow all of us to decrease, simply so that you can increase, Lord. Hallelujah. Allow your anointing to flow freely on the line tonight. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. We thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge you are about to drop. Lord, we just thank you for everything you're doing, everything that you're going to do, everything that you have done, Lord, we thank you for. Lord, we want to thank you for the things that you ain't going to do. Why? Because you know what's best for us, Lord. Thank you for the doors that you open, and thank you for the doors that you close. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy on tonight. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. We just want you to know it tonight. We love you and we appreciate you for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord. Once again, we want to thank everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. If you're out there on YouTube, like I said before, call the number on your screen. Be a part of the service. We are live right now. Don't wait till the playback because we ain't going to be here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Call in live right now. Be a part, hallelujah, of the service on today. Bless the Lord. If you're just tuning in, this is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastored by none other than the Holy Apostle Elvin A. Curry out of the West Coast, Long Beach, California in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm your host, Elder Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Houston, Texas. Hallelujah. By way of Arlington is most definitely in the house. Hallelujah. The Dallas South is representing. Atlanta is representing. Louisiana is representing. Florida is representing. Arkansas is representing. Las Vegas is representing. We are most definitely in the house and we only expand. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're trying to clear all 50 states. Hallelujah. Did I mention we got people in India listening to it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that. India, Pakistan, Canada, and Mexico. We want to give y'all a shout out as well. Hallelujah. All over the world. Praise God. We are representing with you right now. Hallelujah. The saints of God. We thank God for y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. We getting ready. Amen. Praise God to go to the throne. Hallelujah. Go to the throne of grace with our prayer requests. Hallelujah. And our testimonies. Hallelujah, amen. And I always want to read out of Psalms 100, the King James Version. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 100, the King James Version. Hallelujah. Give me a second here. I'm flipping pages. Bless the Lord. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Praise God. I want to look at verse 3 before I open up the phone line. Verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, that seems self-explanatory to most people. I know that the Lord is God. I'm not God. You're not God. He got to be God. It ain't for one God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It seems like it's common sense, but you got to look at the next line. It says, it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is key. praise God, to what the writer is saying, because the writer is the king. The writer is David. The writer is rich. Hallelujah. The writer is about shot calling. Hallelujah. Praise God. The writer calls shots. The writer, if he say jump, you better ask him how high, or he will have you hung. This is the kind of power that the man has. But he understands that he is not self-made. Hallelujah. See, there's a lot of people out here that have a little money, a little change, a little notoriety, a little fame, and they want to say they self-made. I made myself. I accomplished this. I did this. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm a self-made millionaire. I'm a self-made billionaire. Some of y'all say I'm a self-made thousandaire. I'm a self-made hundredaire. Hallelujah. You broke, still talking about you self-made. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. But the Bible tells us it is he who has made us. In other words, whatever position you in, whatever kind of power you got, it's God that gave it to you. You didn't get it on your own. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. You didn't get it on your own. Praise God. You didn't, you ain't that cute. Can I tell you to you like that? You ain't that cute. You ain't that smart. I don't care how many degrees you got on the wall. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't got that much influence. Your game ain't that tight. Hallelujah. To get the things that God has accomplished for you in your life. Without God, hallelujah, you wouldn't be nothing. Keep in mind, David was a little shepherd boy. He was short. He wasn't cute. Hallelujah. He wouldn't have got Bathsheba if he wasn't a king. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He was shorter than Money Mayweather, praise God. He was a little short dude, but he had a lot of power. Hallelujah, praise God. He wasn't that cute, but he had a lot of power. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He didn't come. He came from humble beginnings, but right now I'm in the palace. Right now I got money. Right now I got power, and I realize looking in the mirror, I didn't do it on my own. Hallelujah. I'm not no big gigantic.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Ignore that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He understood, amen, that I didn't get it by my looks, by my talent. Hallelujah. If it had not been for God, I would not be the king. If it had not been for God, we wouldn't be the supervisor on your job. Hallelujah. If it had not been for God, hallelujah, you wouldn't be in the position you in. If it had not been for God, hallelujah, amen, you wouldn't be who you are today. So don't go around saying I'm self-made. I did it on my own. By the sweat off my own brow, I accomplished what I got. Hallelujah. If it had not been for God in your life, you wouldn't be nothing. That's why he tells us, hallelujah, it's he who has made us and not we ourselves. And then he lets us know that we are his people. It's a comma right there, so that means I got to pause. We are his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, we belong to him. Hallelujah. See, we think God belongs to us. We think we're going to tell God what he's going to do and what he ain't going to do and when he's going to bless me and how I want to be blessed and how I want her to look. I want her to be 34, 24, 36. Hallelujah. I want him to be tall, dark, at least about 6'4". He at least got to be making 6 figures. Hallelujah. I can't drive nothing less than a 2020, Lord. Hallelujah. That's how I want you to bless me. Hallelujah. I can't stay in no apartment. It got to be at least a condo. Hallelujah. If you can't give me the house, at least give me a condo. You have the nerve to tell God, hallelujah, how he going to bless you when he don't belong to you. You belong to him. Hallelujah. And then he says, and the sheep of his pasture. The sheep of his pasture. The sheep of his, you know, the pasture is where the sheep go play, where the sheep go eat, where the sheep go lay. You know, you lay your head on that bed, that king-size bed that you bought with your money and that house that you live in. Hallelujah, praise God, that car that's in the driveway. That scripture just told me ain't none of that yours. All of that belong to him. That's his past. That he's allowing you to lay in. That he's allowing you to sleep in. He's allowing you to drive in. That wife, that's his sheep. That may be your wife, but that's his sheep. Hallelujah. That may be your children, but those are his sheep. Hallelujah. Praise God. That may be your congregation, but those are his sheep. Hallelujah. You are one of his sheep. You want to be the shepherd so bad. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to preach right now. The pastor going to come bring a message later. But the Lord said, you want to be the shepherd so bad, you got to realize you just another sheep. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm grooming you to lead the other sheep. But don't get beside yourself. Don't get too big for your britches. Don't put on no shoes that's too big for you to wear. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't bite off more than you can chew. You just another sheep. You're not even the sheepdog. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You need to put yourself in your place and put God in his. Hallelujah. We are his people. He is the shepherd. He is the leader. He decides where we go. He orders our steps. You want to say a good, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, but follow the orders. Follow the steps. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So as we come before the throne of grace with our testimonies and prayer requests, put God in his place. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus was going to the cross, he prayed. But at the end of his prayer, he said, but with all things, Lord, let your will be done and not mine. In other words, you are in charge, not me. I don't run nothing but my mouth and my bath water. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. So when we come before the throne of grace, understand God is still in control. Hallelujah. Let his will be done and not yours, because his will is best for you. Follow the GPS.
The conference will automatically end in 30
Hallelujah.
Seconds.
Hallelujah. Ignore that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The come to the throne of grace with God in his proper place. Hallelujah. And in his proper position. Bless the Lord. The phone lines are open. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Bless the Lord.
I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for another
conference ending. Good.
I want to thank God for Pastor Edel Corey, for Brother
Andre,
Brother Brian, my sister, my brother, my cousin, all over the place. They scattered somewhere. I know where they at. And thank God for my granddaddy, wherever he at right now. I'm going to go see him soon. Thank God. Thank God for Sister Alberta, Sister Virgie, Sister Crystal, Elaine, Linda, all the other of them on the phone tonight. And thank God for being here another day. Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother Bobby. Blessing to hear from you tonight. Amen. Praise God. Miss y'all over the weekend. Miss y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. Who else got a testimony?
Praise the Lord.
My name is Shabanda. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me on a new day. I thank the Lord for watching over my family and friends. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for touching each and every one that was in the hospital, the nursing home, the jail, and the prison. I just thank the Lord for a new day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Brian Howard. I just want to
thank you. What's up, Brother Brian?
I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me off on a brand new day. Thank you for my family, friends, my prayer line. Take care of the ones out of Florida, you know, when that building collapsed, you know, take care of the families of lost loved ones down in Florida. I don't know how many, four, nine. Take care of their families. to hear the families in Louisiana, Alabama. You know, we have hurricane season coming up. And these storms, they still keep coming. One behind the other one. And, thank God for Pastor Corey and take care of Miss Alberta. You know, I believe she had a heat stroke. I don't know what it was, really. But, yeah, I asked her to take care of Miss Alberta. Miss Virgil, Yolanda, Bobby, Kathleen, Leonard. Everybody.
Thank God.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Amen. And we're going to pray for Miss Alberta in a minute. I had no idea she had had a stroke or anything. Praise God. But we're going to put that on the throne of grace. Amen.
Praise God.
Go ahead.
I heard my family was, they said, Mr. Ohio, California. I'm thinking it was a heat stroke, but again, I don't know. You know what I mean? You know, because you deal with that kind of work with that heat. You know, anything happen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He's going to get through tomorrow. Hallelujah. I give God all the praise, honor, and glory that he deserves. I thank you, praise God, for each and every one of you. It wasn't a heat stroke, brother. Brian. She was kind of overheated, though, but it wasn't a heat stroke. Praise God. And she did get home. I talked with her today. I thought she might be on the line. I will be calling her. But I just thank God for her, you know, and her willingness and her determination to walk this walk and to do God, you know. I thank you, praise God, for each and every one of you all. I thank you. I just thank God for today. I thank him for waking me this morning. Told him I wasn't, you know, somewhere in the corner crazy or couldn't remember, you know. I just thank God for life, health, and strength. I'm strong, you know. I'm healthy, hallelujah. And I just thank God, hallelujah, for who he is in my life. He's an awesome God. Awesome. And I thank him once again for each and every one of you. I'm going to call and see where Alberta is. She might still be asleep, but no, it wasn't a stroke, honey. I think it was, you know, by being a diabetic. I think it had something to do with that. So she did make it home, and they you know, she didn't get home till early this morning. You know, so they just held her over all night. So she's been pretty tired, and we're going to continue to pray for one another. I pray for each and every one of you all and your strength in the Lord, and let's just keep doing what we're doing. Keep doing God. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. We thank God for you all tonight. Hallelujah. Excuse me, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're gonna go to the throne of grace for Miss Alberta. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then I'm gonna introduce the man of God. We're gonna play a song right quick. Hallelujah. And then we're gonna break the bread. Hallelujah, amen. We're going to break the bread of life.
It was pretty rough. Can you hear me?
I hear you now, Lady Rebecca.
Okay. I just want to thank God for another day. Thank him for his mercy and his grace.
Yeah.
I thank him for his truth and for knowing who he is in my life. I just want to thank him for his presence and being in his presence. I want to thank him for my husband,
Hallelujah.
My children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren, all those standing in the land. A young man just got my granddaughter, I just thank God, that I always prayed. So they protection and stuff, you know, because you never know in a moment, and sitting there, you could be gone away from here. And I just want to thank God for all the saints of God is online. You know, I want to thank God for the revival that just won't quit, you know. And I just want to thank God for being God and for being the sheep of his pastor, you know. And I think no other place I'd rather be than being a sheep and his pastor. you know, because everything that we need is in there. You know, he leads us to the peaceful water, to the green pastures. You know, I just want to thank him for everything, you know, even the negative things going on in our lives, because it's there to help build us, you know, and the positive things in our lives. So I just thank God for being God and for knowing who he is. And you continue to pray for me. I continue to pray for you. And we all be praying for each other, and then we all be prayed for. Thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, Lady Rebecca. Amen. That's the first lady of Cat Church, Inc. right there. We thank God for her being on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. And a wonderful testimony. She always has a wonderful testimony on the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for her all tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Amen. We're going to play a selection, and then I'm going to introduce the man of God on tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We did get Alberta. Alberta, you here?
Praise God, I'm here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We were just about to pray for you, woman of God.
Thank God for being the one in my life. I thank God for creating in me a clean heart and renewing the right spirit in me. I thank you, praise God, that this is revived and won't end. Anybody
that's
inspiring him, all they got to do is call the prayer line. It's fire on this prayer line. I'm just so glad and thankful that God gave me another chance and another opportunity to get it right. Never thought he had me, but I got away. He got away.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Shout to God, because you know what? Ain't nobody like God. God is around when we ain't thinking. God go with us everywhere we go. Thank you. Thank you for being with me and my kids and my lovers, family, friends. I just thank God for being with the apostles. The apostles gave up. And I thank and praise God that God gave my mind to just keep going where it won't stop.
Thank you.
I thank God, hallelujah, because I went through a few things, but what is my reward for going through these two things? I don't want to miss heaven and go to hell. I just thank God because he's a great God. He's a good God. And I thank God for my sister putting me in on the prayer line because I don't have the right phone to get pulled in. But I thank God for people being lovers of God. For those who love God, love us. Those who love God, love us. So we have to keep on keeping each other up, building each other up, because one day we seeking for a golden crown. Can't nobody give us that golden crown but God. So thank God for you all praying for me. I thank God for having you all on my mind, having me on y'all mind. Because there's nobody but God. So pray my spirit in the Lord. You know, I'm kind of, I feel weak, but God is strong, so pray my spirit in the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen,
Mother Alberta. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The devil, amen, cannot have, hallelujah, God's children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, because I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. You can form the weapon.
Watch out, man.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and form that knife on the teeth. You can form a nuclear weapon if you want to. The Lord say it ain't going to prosper. Mm. Hallelujah. So you can go and drop your bomb. Drop your bomb. Hallelujah. They ain't going to prosper. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight for Mother Alberta. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for healing on tonight. How many of you know God is still a healer? Hallelujah. Yeah. God is still a healer.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, Elder, how come I had to get sick and go to the hospital? Hallelujah. So it could be some evidence. Hallelujah. So the doctor can say,
yeah,
I saw this. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to have to try.
Watch out, Elder. Watch
out. But something must be wrong with my x-ray machine. Something must be wrong with the lab.
Hallelujah.
You messed it up again. Hallelujah. We thought you had cancer. We thought you had AIDS. We thought you was going to die. Hallelujah. But something must be wrong.
Yeah.
No, ain't nothing wrong with your machine. Hallelujah. We call that the grace of God. We call that the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
We call that the healing power.
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah,
don't let me just start.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Before I start running off at the mountain. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to the throne of grace. Then I'm going to introduce the speaker on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just want to come before your throne of grace, Lord, and tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for life, health,
thank
and
you,
strength. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace and your truth, Lord. Thank you for your healing power on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for restoration. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for healing, Lord. And we praise your mighty name.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord, for deliverance on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Hallelujah. Mother Alberta on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me and my wife yourself will place me on the highways and byways, Lord. Thank you,
yes,
Lord, for making me the highways and everybody's life. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it.
Yes,
touch the man of God on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet.
Yes.
Anoint his lips of clay to
yes.
speak nothing but your word. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge you are about to drop into our spirit, Lord. In your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready for the word. Hallelujah. I'm ready for the word of God. I'm ready for the bread of life. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. And the mouth of God is open and about to speak on tonight. Hallelujah. Bringing forth the word of
God.
Hallelujah. Representing Long Beach, California. West Coast is in the house. Hallelujah. Representing the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. That's right. We worldwide. Shout out to India, Pakistan, China, Canada, and Mexico. Shout out to y'all. Hallelujah. The man of God who is about to bring forth the word is none other, hallelujah, than our very own, the Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Immediately following this election, the next voice you will hear will be that, hallelujah, of Apostle Eldon A. Curry.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
amen, with your family, amen, and praise God that he allowed you and your wife to come back safely. Amen. We
amen.
Give God
amen.
Praise on tonight. How many know that the devil is a liar?
Amen.
And that God is the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. Amen, darling. I'm excited in my spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Come with me to 2 Kings chapter 4.
Amen.
Get there. Shout hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 4.
Hallelujah.
There we will hear the voice of our God. There we will hear the voice of our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Beginning with verse 8. And we'll read to verse 10. We're going to go all the way through this thing and see what God do for us in this particular passage of Scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel some explosive is about to get ready to happen in your life. If the devil been fighting you like crazy, it's only because God getting ready to do a crazy blessing for you. Y'all don't hear me tonight. I said if the enemy been fighting you like crazy, it's only because you got a crazy blessing on the way to you. Oh, somebody caught that. Hallelujah. See, when you got a crazy blessing coming to you, you got to give God a crazy praise to show your appreciation for the crazy blessing, because the blessing ain't going to make no sense to nobody. Amen. But you and God, come on here, somebody. Everybody hear the Holy Spirit of God tonight. God is saying he's getting ready to bless you in a way that you ain't going to be able to explain how it happened.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you what the Holy Ghost is telling me to tell you, hallelujah. God said, that's why I don't even waste your time trying to figure it out. He said, because he done already worked it out on how it's going to turn out for you. Come on, God, hallelujah. Glory, I'm trying to be calm tonight. But I feel a crazy praise online, hallelujah. I feel somebody got an unexplainable praise in their spirit. Why? Because God's been to do something that the enemy is not going to be ready for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I feel God in this. On this line tonight. Come with me right quickly. 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning with verse 8. Let us pray right quickly. Father, we thank you for your word. You said the entrance of your word giveth light. Father, we thank you on tonight, God. Have your way. Lord, speak as only you can speak. Preach as only you can preach. Teach as only you can teach. Build as only you can build. We are open to receive. We thank you tonight, God. Let everything be all of you, God. Hallelujah. Move all flesh out the way. We thank you, Noboku Yarabasando, and we give you praise tonight for your anointing, anointing of the living God. Hallelujah. Have your visible way tonight. Show up, and show out. Show up and show out. And we will give you the praise, glory, and the honor. Lord, it's in your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Hey. I don't know if y'all can feel it. I don't know if y'all can feel it, but I feel fire, y'all. Hallelujah. I feel the fire of God. I feel the fire of God. Hallelujah. And God's about to show up and show out for somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. We're going to begin reading at verse 8. And the word of the living God reads. And it says, one day Elijah went to shoot him, and a well-to-do woman was there. How many know that well-to-do means that she was well off?
Yeah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
She was wealthy. She was rich. But she still needed something. She was a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. Come on here, somebody. She pulled on the man of God to stay for a meal. Come on, let me feed you. Hallelujah. Let me do something. Let me cook a meal for you. And so whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. Come on. How many know if you feed God right, he'll come by every time?
Yes, amen.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that. Hallelujah. I said if you feed God right, he'll come by every time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so every time, because of that one meal, Elijah came by every time. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And verse 9 says, and she said to her husband, come on here, somebody. She said to her husband, come on. She said to her covering. She said, I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. How many of you know that people know when you're really living for God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When she saw Elijah, she told her husband, she said, that's a real man of God right there.
Come on, Apostle.
And then verse 10 says, let's make him a small room on the roof. And put in it a bed and a table, comma, a chair and a lamp for him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes to us. Amen. I want to leave you with a thought tonight. Is there a room in your house for God?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Is there a room in your house?
Yes, God.
For God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because how many know if you build God a room, hallelujah,
yes.
God going to come to the room that you build for him. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
God have mercy.
And how many know when God show up in your room, hallelujah, you can have whatever you want. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
ooh, I feel God tonight, y'all. God said, but you got to build it for me, and you got to put some love in it. You got to show me how much you love me when I see the room. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Come on, let's keep on reading. And it says, and one day when Elijah came, he went up to his room and lay down there.
Yes, God.
Verse 12.
Yes, Lord.
And he said, and he said to his servant Gehazi, call the Shunammite.
Yes, God.
While he was resting in his room.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
He told his servant, which represents the Holy Spirit, call the Shunammite woman to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Now, let me tell you about the name Elijah. The name Elijah means God is my salvation. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So the Shunammite woman was talking to salvation and didn't know it.
Amen.
Amen.
And don't think that salvation just means him saving your soul. It means saving you in any way that you need to be saved. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all didn't catch what the Holy Ghost just said just now. He said, that don't mean me just saving your soul. That means whatever you need me to do, I'll do it for you. But you got to build me a room first. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And so in verse 12, he said to his servant Gehazi, I called the Shulamite. So he called her, and she stood before him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Stood before him.
Hallelujah.
Verse 13, and Elijah said to him, tell her, you have gone to all this trouble for us. Come on here, somebody. You done went out your way to bless us.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Now
Lord.
What can be done for you? He yes. said, you done all this for me. What you want me to do for you? Amen. What
yes,
do you
Jesus.
Want God to do? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And then in verse 13, he says, can we speak on your behalf to the king, our commander of the army? She replied, I have a home among my own people. Mm. Verse 14,
yes,
what can be done for her? Elijah asked. And Gehazi said, she has no son.
Yes, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, talk.
She has no son.
Oh, God.
And her husband is old.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody.
All of the
how many of you know that you can have everything in the natural and still need
yeah.
something in the supernatural? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that there's some things money can't buy? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You can have all the money in the world and still be broke. Hallelujah.
That's
I feel
right.
like lifting him up. Hallelujah. See, money can't answer some things. See, money can answer a lot of things in the natural realm, but in the spiritual realm, amen, it takes God and his obedience. It takes an offering.
Yes,
come
Lord.
On here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And then it takes a tithe. Hallelujah. Glory
yeah.
to God. See, let me tell you what the Holy Ghost told me about the Shulamite woman. He said, listen here, son. He said, when she built me that room, he said that represented her tithe.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that. Y'all didn't catch that.
Man, hallelujah.
The room was the tithe.
Yes, God.
And he said everything she put in the room was her offering.
Amen.
Yes,
oh, I wish somebody to bless his name right now. Hallelujah
yes.
to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy name, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Talk to me, Lord. Come on.
And see, when she built God that room and she put the offering in the room. Come on here,
yes,
somebody.
Yes,
the
Lord,
Lord
yes,
came
Lord.
Back and said, what you want me to do for you now? Glory to God. You done showed me how much you love me. Now what you want me to do for you now? How you done showed me how much you appreciate me. What you want me to do for you now? You done showed me how much I mean to you. Hallelujah. How much, what you want me to do for you now? Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you.
You didn't know when you were sowing the seed that you was building God a room, did you? Amen.
Hallelujah.
You didn't know that every time you gave an offering that you was giving God an offering to work with in your room. So whenever you go to God, amen, God has something to work with. Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so Gehazi says to Elijah in verse 14, he says, she has no son and her husband is old. How many of you know that that means that they can't do nothing in the natural?
Yes,
amen.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what we've been talking about all the couple of days long now. Hallelujah. When you can't do nothing in the natural, then but when God put his super on your natural, how many know that they make you supernatural? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And then what you couldn't do before, you are able to do now because God's super is on your natural. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 And in verse 15, it says, and then Elijah said, call her. So he called her, and she stood in the doorway. And this is what blessed my soul, hallelujah. Verse 16, it says, about this time, what has the Lord been telling us about time? Come on here, somebody. Everything is in time. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important for us to get in God's time, because if you get in God's time, God will cause what you want to come to pass at the right time. Y'all, stay with me tonight, y'all. God is saying, don't waste no time. Don't kill no time. Hallelujah. Stop talking about I'm just killing time. Why? Because when you kill time, you kill your vision. You kill your purpose. You kill what God has ordained for you to do. Get in a hurry. Get on the beat with time. Get on the same page with time. And watch what time will do for you. Come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, what the enemy wants you to do is get out of the rhythm of time. He wants you not to be in sync with time. Why? Because when you're not in sync with time, you miss your blessing. Because according to Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a what? A time. Come on here, somebody. But don't be found doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to do everything at the right time. Come on here, somebody. It's a time for that. And then it's a time not for that. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And see, you got to realize I got to do my thing, but I got to do it well at the right time. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Come on. Hallelujah.
Verse 16 says, and about this time next year, Elijah said, you will hold a son in your arms. Look at the man of God prophesying a son. Amen. She ain't got no son right now. And a husband, amen, according to what the word said, can't produce one. Amen. But how many of you know that you can produce when God is in you and God is on you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God ain't worried about our age. Come on here, somebody. God ain't worried about no age. God said, all you got to do is believe me. Hallelujah. I'm your strength. Hallelujah. If you believe that tonight, come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. God got me talking some stuff tonight, y'all. Amen. Stop looking at your age. Hallelujah. Stop thanking God for your age. Amen. Because God is ready to produce something so awesome. Hallelujah. Out of your older age. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Notice I didn't say old age. I said older age. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes God will wait till we get in our older age. He said, because I'm gonna make the best wine out you. Glory to God. Why? Because it's going to be all of me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And every time you think about it, you're going to give God praise because you're going to know, Lord, you have to do this thing. Hallelujah. Because I couldn't do it. Glory to God. I couldn't birth it. But God said, that's why I waited till your flesh was dead, so I could get the glory out of your life. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel something tonight. Tell somebody right quick. Say, neighbor, it's my time now. Glory to God.
Neighbor, it's my time now. Hallelujah.
It's my time now.
Now, notice what it said in verse 16. She said, no, my Lord. She objected. Hallelujah. Amen. She trying to reject the blessing. Come on here, somebody. She knows she wants it, but she can't believe that God going to give it to her at this age. Come on here, somebody. She can't believe that God going to go pass her flesh and give her something she won't. Glory to God. She can't believe God's going to rejuvenate. He going to revive her body. Glory to God. And he going to revive her husband body, and he going to quicken him. Glory to God. So they can produce a son. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say neighbor. Tell somebody, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
If God put his super.
If God
put his super. On your natural.
On your natural.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
For you to do.
For you to do.
Come on and give your God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God said, I'm about to put my super on your natural. Amen. You done built me a room. You done gave me an offer. Amen. You've been taking care of the man of God. I to bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I tell you, every opportunity you get, obey God and sow into the man of God. Why? Because you stored up yourself for treasures in heaven. Amen. How do you do that? Amen. I can't see heaven. Amen. Amen. Heaven is the heart of the leader that God has given you because the word of God is there. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. And if he really connected and truly connected with God, it's going to bring you what? A harvest. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Look at God. Look at God. Hallelujah. Look at this. Look at the Shunammite woman in verse 16. She said, "No, my Lord," she objected. "Please, man of God, don't mislead your servant." In other words, don't play with my feelings. Don't play. Now, you know how old I am. And you coming out finna to be pregnant next year. You know, hallelujah, my husband is old, hallelujah. He can't even, amen, get up to attention no more. You telling me that we getting ready to have a baby. He said, "I'm telling you right to your face, God getting ready to bless you, and you getting ready to have a big belly with a son in there." Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 17. I mean, you ain't nothing too hard for God. Come on here, somebody. It might be too hard for us, but God said, "That ain't nothing to me, glory to God."
Amen.
But see, it was her room and her offering that got her the miracle. Come on. This is a miracle. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed.
God just messed around and gave a Shunammite woman a miracle. Now, notice verse 17. It said, "But the woman became pregnant." Is that what your Bible said? "But the woman became pregnant, and the next year, about that same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elijah had told her." Come on here, somebody. When you're in the presence of a real prophet, take what a real prophet say to heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When God tell us to tell you something, you better take it to heart, because it ain't us talking. It's the Holy Ghost of God talking. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many of you know that God's word ain't going to return void? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you when she became pregnant. The minute that word hit her belly, she became pregnant.
Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't catch. Y'all didn't be listening to what the Holy Ghost saying. He said, as soon as that word hit her belly, she became pregnant.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And all it took was time for it to bring it forth. All it took was time to bring it forth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 18, it says, "And the child grew, and one day he went out to his father, who was with the reapers, and he said to his father, 'My head, my head.'" How many, hallelujah, know that even if something go wrong, God is able to make it right? Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And his father told a servant, "Carry him to his mother." Come on here, somebody. Why? Because it was his mother that built the room. It was his mother that gave the offering. Come on. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory.
Come on, Pastor.
And after the servant had lifted him up and carried him to his mother, the boy sat on her lap until noon, and then he died. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Apostle. Preach.
Wow. God gave her a son, let her enjoy the son, but one day something happened to the son, and he died.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
But how many know
Lord
that God is the resurrection? Come on here, somebody. How many know that we still serve the I Am God? He says, "I am the resurrection." Isn't that what he told Martha about Lazarus? When he said, "If you," Martha had told him, "if you had been here, amen, my brother wouldn't have died." And the Lord says, "Show me where he laid." Come on here, somebody. Show me where you laid him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 21. So she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, she did.
The bed that she had in the room. See, you don't know why God is telling you to sow and give certain things. Hallelujah. Because, see, God knows what's going to happen before it happens.
Yes.
Verse 21, she went up and laid him on the bed that she gave, that she put in the room for the man of God.
Hallelujah.
Then shut the door and went out. Come on here, somebody. She put her son, her miracle, on the bed that she made for the man of God. Then she went to the man of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She called her husband and said, please send me one of the servants and a donkey so I can go to the man of God quickly and return.
Yes,
she
did.
Yes, Lord.
Verse 23 said, why go to him today? He asked. It's not the new moon or the Sabbath. See, he believes in something other than what God is able to do. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that all power comes from God? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She said, that's all right, she said. Verse 24, she sat on the donkey and said to her servant, lead on. Don't slow down for me unless I tell you. So she went out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel.
Yes, hallelujah.
When he saw her in the distance, the man of God said to his servant Gehazi, look, there's a Shunammite. Run to meet her and ask her, are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is your child all right? Everything is all right, she said. Look what she's telling the man of God. She said, everything is all right, she said. Verse 27, when she reached the man of God at the mountain, she took hold of his feet. Gehazi came over to push her away, but the man of God said, leave her alone. Listen, let me tell you something. People will tell you to get away. But how many know that the Holy Ghost knows what you need? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you
yes,
let nobody stand in the way of you and God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because Gehazi was in the flesh. But Elijah was in the spirit. And he said, leave her alone. She is in a bitter distress. But the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me why. Verse 28, did I ask you for a son, my Lord, she said? Didn't I tell you, don't raise my hopes? She like, why did you give me this son? If he going to die, why are you giving to me? That's why I didn't want you to give me a son, because I didn't want to lose him. Look here. Verse 29, Elijah said to Gehazi, tuck your cloth into your belt. Take my staff in your hand and run. Don't greet anyone you meet. And if anyone greets you, do not answer. Lay my staff on the boy's face. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now. Lord
have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Look at what the prophet said. He said, lay my staff on the boy's face. Hallelujah. But the child's mother said, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So he got up and followed her. Come on here, somebody. Are you still with me tonight?
Amen.
And Gehazi went on ahead and laid the staff on the boy's face, but there was no sound or response. So Gehazi went back to meet Elijah and told him, the boy has not awake. So ain't nothing happened yet, but that don't mean that it's not going to happen because it ain't happened yet. God said, all you got to do is watch me. He said, if I gave you the blessing, am I not able to bring life back to it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
How many know if God gives you something, the same God that gave you to you is able to fix it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Fix it, Lord. Fix it, Lord.
We got to stop doubting what God can do, because God can do anything as long as we don't doubt him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 32, and it says, and when Elijah reached the house, there was the boy laying dead on his couch. He went in, shut the door on two of them, and prayed to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know sometimes you got to shut the door on folks?
Yes, Lord.
Y'all better hear me tonight. Y'all better hear me tonight. Sometimes you got to shut the door on folks that not where you at in God. Come on here, somebody. You got to shut the door on the doubters. You got to shut the door on the critics. You got to shut the door on folks that's trying to stay negative to what God is giving you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and she shut the door. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, maybe you need to shut the door. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If they ain't talking right, shut the door. Hallelujah. If they ain't trying to agree with what you believe in God for, shit, the door, neighbor, glory to God. Verse 33 says, and he went in. Hallelujah. He went into prayer. Come on here, somebody. He went in and he shut the door on the two of them and prayed to the Lord. And then he got on the bed and laid on the boy mouth to mouth. Look at somebody say mouth to mouth.
Mouth to mouth.
When God made Adam, he made the earthly body first. But there was no life in Adam.
Amen.
But the Bible says that God blew.
Blew
into the nostrils. Come on. Hey, almost a big Holy Ghost. He blew into the nostrils. Hallelujah. And man became what? A living soul. Come on. In other words, he regained consciousness.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Well, somebody
accepts
what God is saying. God is saying, don't worry about it. I'm going to blow into it.
Yes, he did.
If anything happened to your miracle, if anything happened to your blessing, I know how to blow life back into it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then he got on the bed and laid on the boy mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes, hands to hands, as he stretched himself out on him. The boy's body grew warm. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody say resurrection.
Resurrection.
We talk about Lazarus, but this was actually the first resurrection right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah to his name. Because the Bible said that the boy was dead, but the prophet laid on the boy, amen, and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And the Bible says that his body grew warm. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Warm, Lord.
And Elijah turned away and walked back and falls in the room, and then got on the bed and stretched out on him once more. And the boy sneezed seven times and opened his eyes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
You know that seven is the number of completion. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I can see Elijah walking back and forth talking to God. I said, Lord, I know you're going to raise him up, Lord. I don't know about cool yet. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For giving him his life back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he laid on him one more time. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And see, God is saying, you think that it ain't going to happen, but God said, it's going to happen. Why? Because I am the God of the resurrection. Come on here, somebody. God can resurrect the very thing that the enemy think he going to kill. God said, no, it's not going to happen like that. God says, I'm going to resurrect it, and you go enjoy the blessing because I gave it to you.
Yes, he did.
Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hey, Shabobo Kundarama, I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody give him another praise. I'm about to
thank you. Hallelujah.
In verse 36 says that Elijah summoned Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite. And he did. And when she came, he said, take your son.
Yes,
and she came in and fell at his feet. Why? Because the feet represent what? Authority. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And bowed to the ground. Then she took her son and went out. But I want to tell somebody tonight that it was because she built the man of God a room. Hallelujah. And God is saying, I've been speaking to you, and you've been obedient. And those who haven't built a room yet, you need to build God a room so God can bless you. And not only build him a room through your tithe, but, amen, put something in the room through the offering. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in verse 10, let's make a small room on the roof. Come on here, somebody. Amen. When you make God a room, make it high up. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why on the day of Pentecost, amen, the Bible says that they were all in the upper room. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They had built God what? A room. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to his name. I wish somebody would give him a praise right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then the Bible says, and put in it a bed. Why? Because the man of God going to need some rest. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. How many know that when you meet the man of God need, God gonna meet your need. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
She saw the need, glory to God, for the man of God. And she said, I'm gonna meet this man of God need. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So she put a bed where? In the room. Come on here, somebody. So he can rest. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God said, enter into my rest? Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So she put a bed in there, in the room. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then she put a table so he could eat and read where? In the room. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Put a lamp in there so he could see.
Yeah, for the vision, hallelujah. And then she put a chair in there so he could do what? Relax. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what the chair represented is restoration. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so he was able to be restored in the chair. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Big Jesus.
And all this represent rest. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, God.
Because this is what was essential for his peace. Come on here, somebody. The bed brought Elijah peace. The table brought Elijah peace. Amen. The chair brought Elijah what? Peace. The lamp brought him what? Peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Then he can stay there whenever he come to us. Look at here. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
If you know God is coming, you should be making room for him. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We want God to show up, but we ain't made no room for him. Hallelujah. How many know when he came here in the flesh, there was no room for him? Come on here, somebody. Everywhere he went, he got rejected. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
In the very world that he built, the very world that he called into existence, didn't have room enough to receive him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't there something?
Yes.
That's why you got to be careful who you rejected. Hallelujah. Because you don't know, Lord God, how God is going to come. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You might be looking one way, and God said, but you got to look in every way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm not just limited to one way. Hallelujah. We limited to one way. God is unlimited. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we better take the limits off of God. Get out of our tradition. Get out of our religion. Hallelujah. Get out of that church mentality. Glory to God. God can come in any way he wants. Somebody bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
But it was because she honored the man of God that God gave her her heart's desire. The Bible says if we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. Somebody bless the Lord right now. Somebody bless him. Hallelujah.
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 What God is saying tonight, beloved, he's saying it's in the room. You got to build my servant a room.
Yes, God.
Because your miracle is going to come through your room that you built for the man of God.
Amen.
And look, when something happened to her miracle, where did she take her miracle?
Hallelujah.
To the bed that she had in the room that she had built for the man of God. But what did she do? She went back to the man of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And how many know that God brought life back to her miracle? Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 God's about to give you your heart's desire.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, you better catch what the Holy Ghost is saying. He says, I'm about to give you your heart
desire. Amen.
The very thing you think can't happen is what God is going to make happen.
Yes.
Mm.
Because what you desiring is impossible in the natural. Wow. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. What you desiring from God is impossible in the natural. And only God can do it.
Yes.
But just like what he did for the Shunammite woman, he's going to do for you. Come on, give God one more hand of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody begin to worship God right now. Hallelujah. Lift your hands right now. And receive that anointing from the Lord tonight.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Begin
thank
to thank him for your miracle. Thank him for your blessing.
Hallelujah.
Thank him for your breakthrough. Thank him for your promise. Hallelujah. Thank him for the impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody right now is getting a miracle right now. Hallelujah. God is giving somebody a miracle. Right now. God is pouring out his spirit right now. Lift your hands and just receive that touch from him right now. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I bless. Lord, I bless your name tonight, God. Hallelujah. Love on him right now. Hallelujah. God said, be free in me because you have built me a room. Oh, lift your hands and just begin to worship God right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to God. There's some healings going out tonight. God is healing bodies tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The healing virtue of God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, it's in the room. It's in the whatever you need, it's in the room. Hey, shaba it's in the room tonight. Yeah, bobo ko yarabasando. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the healing, Lord. Thank you for restoration.
Hey, shababako tarabaha. It's in the room, hallelujah. It's in
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for building a man of God, a room and mile. Thank
hey, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The healing virtue of God is flowing right now. Get your miracle. Get your blessing. Get your breakthrough. Whatever you need right now. It's in the room.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for strengthening.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for building my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a man to serve you. Thank you, Jesus,
yes, God.
Hallelujah, for giving me the man to pour into you, Lord. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah, for
yes, Lord.
The men and women of God. Thank you, Jesus, for letting me be a willing vessel for you, God. It's not about
yes,
you.
Lord.
Father God, it's about you. Thank you for the man of God and the words and in the fire you have put under his feet. We know we
yeah,
need
yeah.
to know that we can't bite off of half of the loaf, but we got to eat the whole word of God. Thank you.
Hey, God.
For letting us know the truth and the light. Hallelujah. For letting me be a willing vessel, Father God. Let me know
yes,
the truth. Let me know, hallelujah, that you are the high priest. Thank you, Father
yes,
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for letting me be a willing vessel for you, Father God. Thank you for the man of God
Shabbat.
For bringing that word. Thank you, Father God, for letting me know that we can't beat you. thanksgiving, Father God.
Hey, Shababu Kuyarabasanda. Hallelujah.
I thank you over and over and over. If I had a
yes, Lord.
I couldn't thank you, hallelujah, for that word. I couldn't thank
hallelujah.
You, Father God, for letting me be a willing vessel, Father God, for you, Father
thank
God.
You,
I
God.
Thank you. Thank you for
somebody give God a praise right now. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah. Send him a praise offering right now to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on and praise him, saints. Come on and praise him right now. Hallelujah. He's in the room. Hallelujah. He's in the room. Whatever you need right now, it's in the room.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
It's in the room, child of God. God is in the room. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, miracles are happening right now. Miracles! Thank you, Lord. Hey, God. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Thank
don't
you,
miss
Lord.
What God got
thank
for you,
you,
child of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Get all of what God has for you, child
thank
of God.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, God.
Thank
bye,
you,
bye,
Lord.
Bye,
hallelujah.
Bye,
bye,
thank
bye,
you,
bye,
Father.
Bye.
Thank you,
yes.
Almighty God. Almighty, Almighty. Almighty God.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah
to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody's life is never going to be the same. Hallelujah. Somebody's life is never going to be the same.
Thank you, Lord.
After tonight.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Yes, God.
Thank
yes,
you,
God.
Lord. Ooh, thank you, Father.
I hear the Lord saying, the desires of your heart. I'm getting ready to give you the desires of your heart.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you,
yes.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
That was a desire that the Shunammite woman had. And she didn't talk to nobody about it, but God knew about it. Come on.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
All I can say is watch God. Watch God.
Thank you.
He said to do the impossible in your life.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Keep those hands lifted up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift those hands up one more time to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just receive.
Thank you, Lord.
His goodness. Just receive.
Thank you, Lord.
His blessing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Father.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Hey, Shababa. Ha-do-do-bo-ku-da-da-ba.
Thank you, Lord.
But the Spirit of God is flowing. Come on in, elder.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Have you built that room for God? Hallelujah. Have you made room for God? Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for that word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
As the man of God was speaking it early in his sermon, praise God, he brought out, hallelujah, the A thing. Hallelujah. I can remember Aaliyah had a song. The name of the song said, A ain't nothing but a number. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord told me, amen, to bring that out. Hallelujah. Amen. Because a lot of us feel like we're too old. We done passed the prime. Hallelujah, amen. It's too late. But if we believe that, then we ignore what the word says. The word of God says our latter day, hallelujah, will be greater, hallelujah, than our former day. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to remember, Moses wasn't, but watch this. When Moses was young, he did a lot of stuff. But he ain't do, hallelujah, half of what he did until he was 80 years old. When he was 80, that's when he
said,
hallelujah, to Israelites. When he was 80, that's when he parted the Red Sea. When he was 80, that's when he called manna down from heaven. When he was 80, hallelujah, praise God. See, he was already what you would call old. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But God say, amen, he was still young to him. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you know you still young to God? I don't know. Watch this. Your body is lying to you. Praise God. How many of you know when you turn 40 years old, your body starts lying to you? Hallelujah. Your body starts telling you that you old. Hallelujah. Your knees started hurting. Hallelujah, your ankles started hurting, your hips started hurting, your back started hurting, your hands started hurting, you start forgetting stuff, and your body started lying and telling you you old. Hallelujah, praise God. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, you are not old. Praise God, amen. You have just begun. Your latter day will be greater than your fourth. Look at the president. Hallelujah, he's 80 years old, and just now, becoming the president, and you think God done with you? God said he's just getting started with you. Hallelujah, praise God. He ain't even showed you, hallelujah, what he's gonna do with you yet. What the Bible say? Eyes have not seen. Hallelujah, ears have not heard. You have not been sowing in vain. Hallelujah, your living is not being in vain. Your worship is not in vain. Hallelujah, God is about to open up those doors. God, hallelujah, is about to lead you. God, hallelujah, is about to do, hallelujah, what he told you he was going to do. God ain't no liar. Hallelujah, praise God. Bless the Lord on the day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on the day. If you done built your roof, hallelujah, amen. If you done did what God wanted you to do, hallelujah, amen. God, hallelujah, going to do what he said he was going to do. As long as you keep up your end, he going to keep up here. Hallelujah, praise God. He's not a man that he shall lie, nor hallelujah, a son of man that he shall have to repent. If he says something, hallelujah, he going to do it. Bless the Lord on the night.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. thank God for that word. Let's go to the throne of grace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the man of God on the night. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are putting your super on our neck. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are making things come up for us. Hallelujah, amen, that we can't even imagine, that we can't even explain. We thank you for it, Lord. Lord, continue to touch the man of God. Continue filling him up with your virtue. Hallelujah. Continue, Lord, leading and guiding him, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue molding and shaping him, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for everything you're doing in his life. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Have you made room, hallelujah, for God? Hallelujah on tonight. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. If you done made room, hallelujah, amen, you just got to wait on your blessing. Praise God. I like the way the scripture say this time next year. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's see time and harvest. Oh, Lord. You planted this seed. Hallelujah. Gotcha. Praise God. And it's about this time next year. Oh, Lord. We cannot imagine.
Yes.
I want to open up the line, but the Lord say this. The Lord say, you cannot imagine where you going to be at this time next year. Lord, have mercy. He said, you cannot tell where you going to be at this time. Hallelujah. Mm. Next year. You can't even imagine where you going to be at this time. Hallelujah. Next year. Praise God.
Next year. Come
Hallelujah.
On.
This time next year. Lord, have mercy. Oh, glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Those who wait upon the Lord. Watch this. I want you to do this. I want you to, the Lord say, he say, do this. He say, write the scripture down. Write the vision down. Make it plain. This is the scripture, man. Hallelujah. He said, write it down. Make it plain. One version say, write it in big, bold letters so that people can see. Hallelujah. And then give it to the ones that run with it. Give it to the gospel. Look, you put everything else on Facebook.
Okay.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You put everything else on Facebook. Put how God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. This time next year so they can run with it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then watch this. The Bible says, though it may tarry, though it may take a minute, hallelujah, wait on it, because it shall not tarry. But that's the crazy part. It says, though it may take a while, it ain't going to take a while. Lord have mercy. Y'all ain't here. Though it may take a while, it ain't going to take a while, because it shall come to pass at the appointed time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. All you got to do is wait on the appointed time. This time next year. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to put that in your spirit, the Lord say. This time next year.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
God is going to bless us, hallelujah, some way, shape, form, or fashion. And like the man of God said earlier, don't try to figure it out. If the Lord said, can I surprise you sometimes? Quit trying to figure out everything. I want to surprise you sometimes. I want to see the look on your face sometimes. Hallelujah. You know when you surprise somebody, how they look when you surprise them. He said, can I surprise you? Quit being nosy. Quit trying to be all in my office, looking on my desk, trying to see how I'm about to bless you. Just know that I'm about to open up those. Just be ready. Hallelujah. Be ready for the blessing. Hallelujah on tonight. I'm going to open up the line. Hallelujah at this time. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, if you got words of encouragement, the line is open at this time. Bless the Lord, will there be one on tonight.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God.
Bless God.
Mother, you know I enjoyed
Bless this. You, Mother.
I enjoyed the message coming from you, Prophet. If y'all
Amen.
Don't know, you better know. You can't
Amen.
Be God's given no matter how you try. That was an example that came from the prophet's mouth tonight. So God wants to keep the whole road, not some of it. We act like we're scared to give, but if we give and try, the word of God, he tries to spirit by the spirit. And you know what? I want to tell you a little testimony on that scripture that where the prophet came from. You know, I stayed on 10th Street over there, and I got into it. I had a little phone that had the radio on it. And I got on that same scripture that the prophet came from, and it had got embedded down to me so hard because I had a problem with giving. Some type of way I had a problem. You have to know what God is talking about. You have to know that he's saying in the scripture that I'm the high priest. If I give it to you, if you give to me, try your faith, buy your faith. Try to give. Don't worry about it, just give. And after you give, watch me bless you. So I stayed next door to a young lady. She was going to Solid Rock. She was going to church, and she had two boys, and I believe could say those her husband boys. She didn't have no kids. And I was so far much off into that scripture that it was embedded in me. So one day she came. She used to always come visit me. She came, and I told her, sometime next year you're going to be pregnant. Sometime next year that girl was pregnant. And she came to me. She said, Miss Alberta. She was just grinning. She said, I'm pregnant. You have to faith and believe and trust. One day it's going to happen. Now, as the man of God was speaking, the word came to me, drink from that fountain that would never run dry. And when you're drinking from that fountain, it'll never run dry. When you're eating the word of God, it'll never run dry. He was telling me, when I tell you something, it's going to happen. But don't do favor for favor, because God is the favor maker.
Yes, Lord.
That woman, the only favor she could see, she couldn't see it, but it was a favor in her somewhere. That man went to that woman and said, what do you need? She said, I don't need nothing. The reason she said she didn't need nothing, she was rich. She had everything she wanted. But the only thing that was missing in her life was that baby. So God, seeing how she worked and how she did things for him, how she gave that man of God a room in her house. She had a husband, and she went to her husband, and she said, let's build a man of God a room in my house, in our house. She seen how he was going around laying hands on the sick, preaching God's word and walking the streets, laying his soul. God went and laid it on her heart to build a room for that man now. Is y'all catching it? Have y'all caught on? You can't do
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
If you give your last two pennies, he's going to bless you with 100. If you give your last dollar, he's going to bless you with more. As long as you do it from your heart. And don't be stingy doing it. Doing it for God means you're doing it for the high priest. And God see you already. He know your mind. He know what you got. He know what you ain't got. He ain't going to let a child of his starve. He ain't going to let you go without. And when you see all these blessings coming your way, that means God has poured out a blessing that you can't never repay him for. Some people got thousands of houses in land. But God holds all the power of the world in his hand. He say the earth is his and the fullness therein. But if you don't give to him his percentage, he will blow on your blessing and you will never be prospered no more. Take this word that the man of God came to heart. It ain't him. It's not him speaking it. It's God going through him speaking it. Don't think you're going to lose nothing. He gave it that baby. He took that baby away just to show us something. Then he gave it back to her. Ain't there something? A dead baby. He gave that baby back to her. He said, I can take, give it to you, and I can take it away. But because of her faith, he took it away, and she went and reminded him. But Father God, I don't want this tell. You gave it to me anyway. So she went and laid the dead baby on her bed. She said, I trust you. She trusted in God to give it back to her. And that's just what he did. He gave a dead baby right back to her. And when he gave it back to her, it was a living soul. So I'm saying this, say this. Check your cabinet. Do an inventory on your life. It's not about how we live. It's about what we're doing for God. When we do for the men and women of God, we're doing for God. Don't think you ain't. Don't say, well, I gave him this and that. Think about what you're doing for God. Only what you do for God is going to last. Be obedient to the word of God. This is about obedience. That's part of our walk. We don't do, if we go do it, we got to do all of it, not some of it. He say, put on the whole armor of God. That means we got to do all of it, all that we can do. And I assure you, God will bless you if he see your heart. I'm going to give it back over to you all. Apostle, thanks for bringing that word of encouragement to me.
Amen.
That happened when I was going through some of my sickness. Man came out of Florida, stopped in Vegas. His flight brought him to Vegas. He rented a car, and it took him about 3 hours to get to my house. But he came, and he blessed me. And he stood straight up and pointed his hands at me, told me to do what God said, and turned around and walked out. And I know that was a man of God. It took him to come from Florida, get to Vegas. He thought about me, and everybody was mad. But who cares if everybody gets mad when you're doing something for God?
Mm.
They say, you went to her house, why you ain't go to man? God seen the need in my house. He seen I couldn't do nothing for myself. So he said, no, I want you to go to Alberta's house. Then they called him, why you ain't come to mine? You went to her house. He went and got in his car and went right back to Vegas where his flight was. He said, I'm leaving out tonight. I said, how you going to go to Los Angeles? And he got a flight back to Florida. He came to do a job, y'all. Just because I look a certain way, I'm not able to do certain things. God told him to bring me a word, and that's what he did. So God have no respect of a person. He want us to be willing vessels. And don't think about what you're doing, but think about what he wants you to do it for.
Amen.
Please. That's part of your walk. That's part of your crown. When you do it with a pure heart, the angels clapping for you. The angels, like the song say, what a mighty God we serve.
Yes,
the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And it made me think about Stephen when he was down there getting murdered. He looked up towards the heaven and he saw God in his host clapping and saying, Stephen, let it go. Come on in. God bless Stephen in his time.
Amen.
Be blessed in your giving and anything you do for Christ. Don't give it a second thought of what that man got or what that woman got, what kind of house they living, what kind of clothes they wearing. If God say do it, do it.
Yes, God.
If God
yes,
say
God.
Obey, obey. You not obeying flesh. You are obeying God in the will of God. He told us to shoot my woman and she wasn't saved. She was another race. but he spoke in her ear and said, bless the man of God. Why? Because he was doing the very work that some of us are doing. For him, he didn't have no home to go because he was spending money on hotels. And every now and then he would come into town laying there and pray for different people.
Oh, wow.
Telling her to get right. And God looked at him and said, you one of my willing vessels. I'm going to give to you so you don't have to go spending. You don't have to go into your pocket. I'm going to let people bless you. But he took that one soul that was willing to do it and say, woman of God. He was of God because she had Spirit of God. I want you to bless the man of God. And I bet she didn't say nothing of it. She went to her husband. How many of us could go to our husband and tell him to build a house for another man? That's how you know she had the Spirit of God in her. And she had seen what the Lord is doing. I see what God doing through prophet, apostle, and the man of God and the women of God. When they call me, I thank God for Brother Bobby. When I got home, his message was on my answering service. So how you doing, Sister Alberta? I don't know if he know what I had went through that day. But I was blessed just hearing them to say, how you doing, Sister Alberta? See, God wants us to check on our loved ones and friends. We say we have God, we got to be about his business. I ain't trying to take your word, Apostle. I'm just saying how good it was.
Amen. Go ahead, Mother. Amen. I'm enjoying every bit of it tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad that the anointing of God has sent his word to set us free, y'all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And everything you need is in your womb. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What if there was no bed in the room?
Hallelujah.
When her miracle died, she wouldn't have had no bed to put it on. Come on here, somebody. But because she didn't just give God a tithe, she put an offering with the tithe.
Yeah.
And God saw what was going to happen and said, yeah, put a bed in there because you're going to need a bed.
We already know.
Put you a table in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because your enemy is going to need a place to sit when they watch you get blessed. That's prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that all that was in the room?
Yes.
That Elijah didn't have to go nowhere. But where? To the room. Come on here, somebody. Everything he needed was in his room.
Yes, it was.
And God is saying tonight, if you hear me, everything you need will be in the room that you build for me. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to say another word. When he built that room, he know what was out there. He know what he was going facing. He know that he sent him on a mission. We are all on a mission. So he knows just what he needed. That's why, don't nobody know, he had the bed for him to rest. He had the table because in the presence of my enemies, God prepared the table before him. He even had a footrest. He had a lamp. Put it all together. But God sees the struggles that man was going through. But guess what he was doing it for? Not himself, but he was doing it for God. And the Shunammite woman was rich. She felt she didn't need nothing. But that God sent the man of God assisting to her to find out what she needs. He said, oh, I don't need anything. I got everything I need. But he went back and he told Elijah, he say she don't need nothing. But he reminded him, he said, but she ain't got no towel. Them two old people, y'all. They was old people.
Mm.
It made me think about Sarah and Abraham.
Wow.
Hallelujah. If God said, put your hand on it, we got to believe it. We come this far by faith. Somebody say, oh, I just got this check. I got to put it in there. But when God blow on it, you won't have it put to put nowhere because you won't have it. So see your heart.
Yes,
practice on being a willing vessel.
Yes,
I don't own nothing. I don't own no car. I don't own no house. I don't own nothing. We don't
even own our skin. Yes.
And thankful for what we do got. So that's why I'm instilling y'all on that message he brought.
Yes.
Build a room in your house for God. Don't never turn none of his people down. Matter of fact, don't never turn nobody down. Because he said if you get it, give it.
Woo!
He'll repay
you.
So don't turn nobody down. We got people, oh, they out there, they drunk. But didn't he say give and be joyful to give? Oh, they going to buy dope. But didn't he say give and give with a cheerful giver? He didn't tell us about don't do it because they going to get this and that. Some of them might be hungry. They got to deal with God on that. But what did he tell us? Be a cheerful giver. That means be glad about giving. I want to give so bad till it ain't funny. Right now I'm in a place where I can't do it. But I know for a fact that you can't beat God's giving. And when your enemy come up to torment you and look at you all funny, after God get finished with them, they going to be coming to you trying to offer you something. When I was in the hospital, that woman was mad at me for no reason at all. But God said, you can't do my daughter like that. She got to smile and she got to say in words that I wouldn't think a prejudiced woman would say. She got to say it because I listened to D.D. Jakes. Oh, he got a big mouth. I just smiled. I said, He got a big mouth, but he bringing the word. But we shouldn't take things to heart. Don't think it's yours. What you got ain't even yours. That skin on your bones ain't even yours. That money you got, you think you saving it? God could dry up your bank account. Everything you got belong to God. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, men and women. But I had to say it.
Amen.
And I put myself in the situation because I've been in it.
And God another thing, God. Sister Alberta and church family and Apostle and everyone that's listening.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless you.
When God say to build a room for him, it don't mean, he didn't say what size it had to be. He didn't say build a room. And we got to really stand on faith and building the room for God. Even if you don't have a whole lot, just a little bit. Remember that lady? They gave her last, the widow's mite.
Yeah.
The widow's mite.
Yeah.
If it ain't not but a little, $5.